It's Saturday morning. Let's turn our attention to 2014. Maurice Misiulowski is a futurist, joins us on the show every few weeks, well, every few months to discuss things that are happening in the world of technology, education, you name it. What's going on? What's happening in the future? Maurice normally knows about it. Morning, Maurice.
Hello, James. Welcome to the future.
Welcome to the future. Happy New Year.
And to you.
Last year we had some fabulous conversations about all sorts of different topics. So I thought we'd just broaden it today and just look at 2014. Let's not go too far and sort of examine a bit more closely what is going to change in our lives in 2014.
Yeah, absolutely. Why not? We're here anyway.
So what do you think is going to be the standout for this year? There's going to be one headline move. What would it be?
I think this year we're up on an upward trajectory finally. We've gone through, this is very technical, we've gone through 5 years of what I call yuck times. We've thought the worst, we've felt the worst, everything we've been told has been terrible. And of course it has been, we know that. But human beings have always had the capacity to say, I can only take so much of it. And we've reached that point this year. So we're going to see psychological. Logically, the world is on an upswing, and a lot of the technology we have, the fashion we wear, the food we wear, the things that we drive and have, are all going to start reflecting this upward swing, this more buoyant time.
Okay, so how will that change our lives? I mean, we all have to do this collectively, do we?
Well, we absolutely do, and that's what's happening. We're already starting to see that our shopping numbers over Christmas have improved. People really, I don't think, have a lot more money in their pocket. They have a bit more, but they have the psychological belief that things will get better, so they're more willing to spend. We're also seeing what I think is the beginning of a post-technology boom. Which is the fact that we're not going to have less technology, just that it's going to be less important in our lives. For a strange reason. I think that we've been kids in a candy store for the last 7 or 8 years. We've been so besotted by all these boxes and devices and apps and things that we can have. And every time we see one, we treat it like a little child. We ooh and we are over them. We make them anthropomorphic. That kind of thing's gone. You know, when a kid gets a bit older, we still love it, we still want it in our lives, but we don't ooh and ah anymore. We just expect it to do things for us or to be a part of what we do. I think that's where we are with technology. It's just there. Let's not ooh and ah anymore. Let's just demand from it what it is we want. And we're starting to see that happen. There's some really interesting things happening in Europe and America that I think will come here, like technology detox or technology Sabbaths, they're called as well, where people are taking a period, like a day, a week off from technology, switching it off and saying, let's go back to ground zero. Love my technology, need it to be in my life, no problem about it whatsoever. But for a period of my life, every whatever week, fortnight, month, I'm going to do without it. I'm going to go back to a different sort of life, not better or worse, different. So we're starting to see those kinds of trends coming. Interesting, out of the CES show, which is happening at the moment, it's an annual show that's held in Las Vegas where we tend to see the up-and-coming new apps, technologies ahead. We're seeing lots of new technology and apps that are starting to silence or take control of mobile devices and other technologies as well. So we're seeing apps, for instance, that are recognizing you're in a cinema, and that's one of the things our apps, our mobile devices are going to do for us over the next year and onwards, is know where we are, who we are, and what we might want to do, and pre-guess that for us and give us that sort of opportunity on our screens. And it recognizes, for instance, we're in a cinema and our phone shouldn't be working, so it automatically turns it off or puts it in silent, or it knows we're at our parents' home and they don't appreciate it, so it does something similar. So it recognizes where we are and who we are, and it changes its ability to make contact or for ability to be used dependent on that.
That's clever. I like that.
Yeah. So
what about that? I'm just interested in the psychology of it, and also how we tend to be sheep. We all do things at the same time. So if there is that air of optimism around, how does that relate to business? I mean, for example, business is established, but also people thinking new year, right? New sort of attack is needed. Maybe I should start my own business. I need to do that entrepreneurial idea that I had developed, that sort of thing.
We're also moving in around that notion of having to do that, I think, because we're getting to a position where we're not going to have enough jobs, enough employment for everybody in the traditional sense that we've known it. Yeah. In other words, a person working for an employer. We'll still have lots of that, but we're going to have to do something beyond that to be able to keep everybody employed. We're also going to live a lot longer, and we're going to change the notion of what work is. I think, for instance, retirement will disappear over the next decade or two. We'll work into our 70s or 80s. Part-time, wow. You know, not 9 to 5, but just in a very different format from what we have now. So yeah. We're going to see what I think more entrepreneurs and intrapreneurs heading up onto our horizon. Entrepreneurs we're comfortable with, person who, for whatever reason, thinks that they can start a business, see the world differently and offer it to us. An intrapreneur is somebody who does a similar task but does it inside a company. They are actually still an employee or a contractor, and their role is to stir up the place a bit. It is to look beyond the traditional of what they do and see how it might be done differently. And I think increasingly that's going to be a part of people's general roles. We're also starting to come into a time, have for the last few years, but starting to come into the time around this year, next year, where we're able to make money out of things we didn't do before. There's crowdfunding sites that you and I have looked at before, where we can ask people to fund an idea or a project, and if enough people think it's a great idea, all of a sudden we have enough money or resource to be able to move something forward. We're starting to see sites where we can put together our crafts that we might have otherwise done and put them online and sell them. eBay, of course, has been around for a while, but we're starting to see lots and lots of these sorts of changes. One of the interesting ones, I don't know if you've come across yet, is called Uber. U-B-E-R. It's a worldwide company and has come to Australia in the last year or so. What it does is to provide real-time chauffeurs or drivers. You download an app, and you tell it where you want to be picked up from, where you're going to, and they will then post that request out to a series of drivers that have registered to be part of their service. What I think is interesting is not the Uber service. It's become a very, very large company worldwide. I actually think we're going to see a whole lot of new companies, people, move into this space. So I wouldn't be surprised if this year and next year we start to see an Uber-type service for plumbers, for electricians, for gardeners, for all sorts of people who are ready now to do work, looking for work right now, and we will then go into this space through an app or through a website and put out our request. So I need some gardening done. All of a sudden we'll have two or three people who have been pre-vetted, bidding for our work and ready to turn up in the next couple of hours. So I think the whole notion of work and how we offer employment is going to change.
That's very exciting. Maurice Misiolaski is with us, the futurist, looking at 2014 and what we have in store. Just on that subject of more optimism and more positive thought, we've often on this show discussed the importance of communities and community innovation, community hubs, that sort of thing. Do you think that's going to play a bigger part this year?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's part of the mindset moving forward. When I grew up, I'm a baby boomer, and when I lectured, I always taught about management having to know everything, control everything, having to own all the means of operations. It was pretty standard fare for what a manager believed or an owner. We now think very differently. We talk a lot about, we'll use the word already this morning, crowd sharing or crowdsourcing. We talk about the ability to be able to ask really great questions, know where we're headed, and not be stymied, not be stopped by the fact that we might not have all the resources, all the people at hand. We can go out to a broader community and look for them to help us to move the project or the idea forward. Large companies, the largest of multinationals, are using a very similar mindset, and so are the embryonics. You know, that person with a twinkle in the eye who wants to start a business also knows they can jump in either online or physically in their community and seek help and assistance. It's not seen as needy anymore. It's seen as an everyday part of business. Again, one of the reasons I think that we're going to shift the way business is, what it is, who does it, and where it's done from.
Yeah, and also I love this idea of the sharing and collaboration that goes with this modern world. The fact that giving actually is the new thing, isn't it?
I think so. Being open is also the new thing around that. So giving, sharing, but again, from not just an altruistic reason, but from a very commercial reason. We know that collectively we can do more than we might have done before. We're seeing it used in medicine now, thankfully, in science, where somebody who has that great breakthrough idea doesn't sit on it anymore and doesn't wait until it's patented and locked down. They actually then, once it's got some semblance of normality or some semblance of use, they'll actually publish that out and let other people stand on their shoulders. So we're seeing much quicker innovation through this as well. For me, it's a much more freeing space. I think it's a much more innovative space. And innovation is also coming to the fore this year moving forward.
Excited for 2014, Maurice?
I'm always excited, you know that. So yeah, absolutely, I am. I've been waiting for this period when we will collectively say we've had enough, we need to move on, the world needs to evolve, and I'm confident we've missed it, we've hit it this year. So yeah, 2014 I think will be a good year. Lots of stuff will happen, of course, that will set us back temporarily. Always does. We're human beings living in a human planet, but collectively I think we're moving forward.
Exciting. Maurice, thanks so much for joining us to discuss 2014. We'll talk again in a couple of months about one topic or another that has caught your eyes to where things are changing. But I think it's very exciting what you're just talking about there, and we wish you well for 2014.
As I do you. Stay cool, everyone.
We will do our best. Many thanks. Maurice Michalowski with us every few months here on Saturday Breakfast. 18 minutes to 8.